What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
5 o'clock. Nice to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? Give you a little Alex Bregman update last hour. Also, some Super Bowl conspiracies and an etiquette conversation about Super Bowl parties that kind of spiraled while Kenny had a nosebleed. I want to bring back what we opened with because it involves everybody. You know, we're sitting here. Red Wings win again. 7 in a row. Unfortunately, that's stupid sport. They've got a Four Nations Cup that's going to upend all the momentum. The Pistons are playing well. They're in the sixth spot. Trade deadline's tomorrow, but they're not doing anything, or so it seems. Tigers, we've talked about it a couple of times, spring training, right? Pitchers, catchers going to report in a week. Here's why I'm bringing it up the way I'm bringing it up. We have talked about the monolith that the NFL has turned into in the last decade and how the NFL has now expanded their sports calendar to essentially be year-round. The Lions are the only team in this town that are championship caliber. That's not an insult to anybody else. It's factual, right? I want to know. Look, the Lions have moved on. Their season's over. They're pregnant with someone else's baby. You've got to move on. She doesn't love you anymore. Can you love any of these other teams? Or has this evolved into the Lions are the only team that the average Detroiter can be passionate about? Look, if you're Kenny, you are a diehard hockey guy. I know this. There's nothing wrong if you're a diehard fan. But I'm asking you to look around. Look outside of yourself. What's left for these other teams until or unless they become championship caliber? Look, in a vacuum, we can say, man, it's really commendable what Trajan Langdon and Bickerstaff and this group of players, especially Cade, have done. The problem? First-round playoff exit, if they make it. Red Wings, McClellan. I mean, you want to say coach of the year? You want to say that it has saved Steve Yzerman's reputation? You can say all of those things. The reality? Most likely a one and done in the playoffs. So you have this weird sales pitch. Baseball, it's okay to be excited, and I am a baseball person, but I don't think there's any illusions of the Tigers being a World Series-type team because last year was a complete fluke. Just was. Now, I think they can win the division, and therefore the Tigers would be where I would reside. But even then, the brand of baseball they play, it's not for me. I'm not a Moneyball guy. I don't like it, don't appreciate it, don't respect it. I don't like that style of baseball. That doesn't mean they're wrong or they're lesser than. It's not for me. So I wanted to know what you're investing in this post-Lions world. She ain't coming back, guys.
That's a good way of putting it.
She's married up. It's over. The season's over. 248-539-9797. And please, don't take what I'm saying as slander. It's not disrespecting any of these teams. You have a shot. You could sell me that the Pistons, Wings, and Tigers all make the playoffs. The problem, they're not the Lions. And I wonder if football has simply taken the, you know, you do a budget with a pie graph. There ain't no more.
Well,
you can simply reallocate what you have, but there's no more.
Right. And I think a lot of it is if you thought that the Wings could win the cup, if you thought that the Pistons could win the NBA final, then I think you would be heavily invested. If this was car flag season, you'd be all in. Like, okay, Wings can get this thing done. Which, you know, maybe you side with Kenny, because if the Wings make the playoffs, they go the St. Louis route, and next thing you know, they're hoisting the trophy.
Do we have Brian Bennington?
Well, Doug did the deep dive today on the show of how they're the same team.
Okay, then.
But you're right. It's like the Tigers last year, it was a fun run because you knew it wasn't going to go. You thought that it was just going to end right there, what, in Houston, and it didn't. And you went a little bit further, and then it got fun, and you're like, okay, we got this jumpstart lead on Cleveland. Maybe we'll play the Yankees, and season's over. But yes, then you had the Lions, and it was Super Bowl or bust, and it's hard to go backwards. And I think that's where a lot of fans are right now, where they like the teams, they like the other three teams, but it's almost a sense of taking a step backwards and watching a JV rather than watching a varsity, where the Lions were the varsity. JV, I can take it or leave it. Wake me up when the playoffs start.
And again, for the Pistons, here's what I would tell you. They, and I don't know if this is the right thing, so I don't want anybody going nuts, being like, well, there Mike goes again. No. They have an opportunity that they could kind of storm the gates here, and they could make a move before the trade deadline tomorrow. I don't think that's what they're going to do. It would defy all reporting on the matter. I'm not saying you do some ridiculous Tom Gores-inspired party shirt Blake Griffin deal. That's not what we're talking about. But are there players that could move? Are there bold moves you could make that all of a sudden you go, you know what? These guys are must-see TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the NBA is a star-driven league. So if a team wanted to step forward, it's just much easier in basketball than hockey, candidly. I mean, you can trade for high-level players. In hockey, it's hard to have that same impact as hoops. And look, I think that's part of the issue, is none of the teams here operate with great urgency. Now, the Tigers, we talked about it. No team would benefit by... I don't love Bregman the way some people do, and I'll tell you one thing. Cookies better be careful in the morning. He's setting it up like you're signing Mike Schmidt. Better be careful. Because Bregman's got some holes, and I'm not doing a cannonball. But if they signed him, now all of a sudden the Tigers will have a hype that they have not had since, why don't we just say, since maybe 10 years.
Yeah, I was about to say, because now you've addressed the you added an arm, you added some bats.
But I think it's incumbent upon...
You got the young guys.
It's incumbent upon these other teams to step forward and demand more spotlight. Remember, these are entertainment products. You have to go and get people interested. Now, winning is one thing. Winning at a championship level is entirely something different. Then it's about, okay, winning with, I hate to say this, style. Like, look, in a world where, let's say tomorrow you woke up and you went, wait, the Pistons just acquired Zion. You may love it. You may hate it. You're interested in it. You're turning the TV on. I'm not advocating. I'm simply offering you situationally. The Wings, I would leave it to Kenny, you know, to again, with that gesture, you got to stop. The point I'm making is if these teams stole the headlines, they can begin to take some of the pie graph back from the Lions, because it feels like right now, if you're not one of the dozen diehard Piston fans or diehard Red Wing fans, nobody cares. Average Detroiter doesn't even know these teams exist.
No,
because the Lions stormed the gates, got championship good in the NFL. If we brought up, I know we could have brought up Myles Garrett again today and filled these phone lines for 4 hours. Now that would be dishonest because there's no news.
He did the rounds at Media Day and Super Bowl, like Radio Row.
Right, but he didn't show up like Bianca Censori and have Lions painted on his ass. You get my point.
Like that would be news.
That would be news.
Is that Myles Garrett naked? Does he have a Lions logo on his schwanz? That would be news. We don't have that.
I think it says Detroit Lions.
There you go. 313. 248-539-9797. So asking the question, are you capable of loving again in this post-Lions world? We'll get to your phone calls, ticket texts, and all the rest. And
because I do have a... I think I know where people may be going. I'll give it to you next.
There, I'll be curious. That's tremendous.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
All right, Rico, unless you want to add something to the soup, we can get right to the people.
Yeah, I do, Mike. No. The other thing, it's Lions related, it's NFL related. Maybe you're not buying into the Pistons, Wings, or the Tigers because you're waiting on the combine. You're already scouting the next, who's Brad going to cook with next fall? You're already on that bandwagon. You're looking at elite RAS scores. You're looking at, you know, game footage. You're all set waiting for the combine in Indy to see who the Lions are going
to
draft.
It speaks to the power of the NFL.
Yeah.
I have always said this. The NFL's offseason is more popular than the NBA and NHL's regular season.
I mean, you talked about it. We said Myles Garrett and everybody wanted to talk about it. Why? Even if you signed him, he couldn't play until September. But
the power of the NFL.
Yeah.
Go to Nate on a cell, 97.1. Nate, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much, guys. Just, you know, the interest in them is it's like an ex-girlfriend. You're not going to make time for them. But if you see them out with some friends, you know, you might watch the game, you might talk to her. You know, you don't have nothing to do at night. You might watch the game if it's on. You might invite her. But you're not making any time for them unless, you know, she hits the gym. And, you know, she retools up a little bit, just like the teams. You know, I got no interest in them.
So you are, you're Lions and Lions. You're not ready to bother with the other teams in town.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I've been a diehard fan of every team. I still remember, like, the day was yesterday when the Red Wings lost in 09. And I was at my buddy's graduation party, and everybody left in a drop of a hat. It was a beautiful thing to see how much people were invested in a team and a city. But no, I have no interest and no time to make for them. And until they hit the gym a little bit, or, you know, you're married with your wife for 40 years and you don't love her, you know, are you gonna do things for her? Are you gonna make time for her? No. Until she, you know, she does something that's
going to make... Nate, I feel like you're communicating something very deep here. Is everything okay? No. All right. I just...
Oh, every, Everything is fantastic, except the teams aren't winning, and we need to win. That's the only thing we care about, is winning.
Right, you want them at a championship level.
I thought Nate was going to be, honey, are you listening?
Yeah, talking about you,
the gym,
right there.
You ruined everything.
It's judgment-free.
It just, I think that's the problem the NFL creates, is it forces, and it's not necessarily fair, but the Wings, Pistons, it's like, if you're not playing for anything, right? The wins are cute, but it's like, yeah, I just got done with 25 weeks of NFL. I ain't going to make more time for you.
Well, and the NFL, being the ultimate soap opera it is, just added a new layer to that, and they've agreed, I guess they announced at the Super Bowl to make it official, multiple games going to be taking place in Australia. So the Rams will be the first home team in 2026.
And again, the 18-game schedule is going to happen in the next couple years. They're going to add a second bye week, so you will add additional 2 weeks to the season, plus the two-week bye week for the Super Bowl. You will essentially have the Super Bowl in the last week of February.
Well, and think about this, Mike. Lions are overdue for being overseas, whether it's Europe or wherever.
You shut your whore mouth.
They're overdue.
Okay, we're not going to Australia. Go to Nick, 97.1. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Nick. What's up?
You know, I was just thinking. So I moved out to Milwaukee this year for school, and the thing that I've noticed is they are super behind the Bucks. But the big reason I think that is because they grew up with a fan, with a big superstar, I mean, in Giannis. See, I'm only 23 years old, and what I had to grow up with was Andre Drummond, which is not the superstar that's going to attract a generation of fans, you know? They had Giannis out here, and they love him, and they're behind their Bucks. And they were devastated today when they lost Chris Middleton, if I'm being honest, which I don't think it was really that big of a deal. I don't think Kuzma was really any difference maker, but I think it's a pretty lateral move. But I think us not lacking that superstar really detracted people from the Pistons, to say the least.
Well, I think there's also a number of things, too. And look, it's a bit of a weird thing with Milwaukee, which is, well, they've got the Packers. And it's like, yeah, except it's not just in town. And but what you're bringing up, Nick, the Bucks won a championship in recent history, right? Mm-hmm. So that, look, when the Pistons were at that level, they were hot commodity here. It's the same thing in Milwaukee, and you're right. They have one of the league's five best players, and on any given night, you can justify spending your time. And as good as Cade has become, there's no conversation about him being at that level.
No, not yet for sure, but I feel like Cade could definitely be a person who could bring in that next generation of fans that my generation did not have, you know?
Yeah, they got to bring in somebody with them. That's the key, and the hardest thing to do in the NBA. That's the problem.
You know, and kind of on that, I feel like a guy that we could target would be Colin Sexton. I feel like he's 18 points a game, 40% from the three, 2 years left on his deal, and he's only making like $19 million a year. I feel like he's a pretty cheap guy.
Your issue is not the backcourt. Nick, you need a stretch four. Or a dominant wing. We don't need any more backcourt players. You're not going to win a championship with backcourt guys. Like, Cade is fine. You know you have Ivy, even though Ivy's out. You filled it in with guys like Malik Beasley, etc. You have some young wings, but what you don't have, look, the way this team's going to get where they're going to go.
Ran into Durin.
I think you got to get rid of Durin.
Yeah. I thought at the time, I was like, oh, this is a genius move.
No, it's fine. He's not a bad player.
No, he's not. He just never became that person.
No, again, I just don't believe in today's NBA, you're going to be able to go 4-on-5 offensively. And if you want to tell me, well, he's a rim runner and he can rebound, those are all wonderful things. He has no offensive game. So if you're going to do this, look, it's the hardest thing to do. But this summer, I'd go all in to try to get Lauri Markkanen. That's the move for the Pistons. Now, the problem, nobody knows who the hell that guy is. You got to like the NBA to know who Lauri Markkanen is. You probably think he's an F1 driver. Yeah, he's cousins with Max Verstappen.
I was about to say, all the way back from his days as a Wildcat.
You know, but you're a geek. And I mean that as a compliment. You know. But it's like, look, Markkanen, is he a better player than Zion Williamson? Yup.
Yes.
But no one knows him. Everyone knows Zion.
No, you're right. People would be like, wait, the Detroit Grand Prix coming to town? No, that's the latest Piston.
Correct.
Could call on that.
Who's the tall guy from Finland? Go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Good, pal. What's up?
Not too much. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to call up. I do agree with you. Pistons are definitely a first-round exit. I am a little bit more optimistic about the Wings and the Tigers, Tigers specifically. I just think, you know, I think they're going to have that pitching and that bullpen. And, you know, pitching and defense can get you deep in the playoffs. And I'm hoping we can sign Bregman here soon for that middle-of-the-order power bat. If we're, you know, if we get him, I feel like the roster is going to be looking good. Our offense will be good enough. But, you know, I think these young guys are going to take that next step. Maybe not every single one of them, but I don't see why this year can't be a continuation of last year, because I do believe that last month and a half of baseball, I do believe that is kind of the core of this Tigers team. I think they're young, they're talented, they're going to have the pitching to get them there, and, you know, maybe we can sign a couple more bats, maybe at the trade deadline next year.
There's a lot of maybes in there. Nick, I'll agree with you on this. We don't even need to worry about whether they'll never do what they did the last 8 weeks of the season, because they went basically 40-10. But I agree with you that if you signed Bregman, I think everybody looks around and goes, we're winning the AL Central.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that,
now you got a seat at the table.
You got a chip in a chair.
Yeah.
So yes, Nick, I agree with you in that, and I agree you can be very optimistic about some of the young players. Look, signing Flaherty really allowed me to feel good about the offseason, because now they have a rotation. Rico and I are aligned on this, Nick. Pitching chaos is nonsense.
Mm-mm.
It's not pitching sustainable.
Pitching chaos is what you do on those Wednesday, Thursday getaway days.
And now they don't have to do it. They have a rotation. It's got depth. It lengthens the rotation.
Even if you just did it on those days. Like, you're not going into a playoff series going pitching chaos.
Yeah.
Three out of the seven
big,
games.
Your big acquisition at the deadline might be Jackson Jobe, be honest with you. Oh. You monitor his innings.
Bring him up.
Yeah, and all of a sudden now, you don't have to worry about, you know, Alex Cobb at his age, he might get tired in the afternoon. He might need a nap. Or Maeda, all of a sudden, I don't need these cats. Yeah. Now it's Jackson Jobe time.
The one I'm actually kind of interested to see the next step, if he can take that next step, is Trey Sweeney.
You can have him.
He's the person that I'm looking, because if it does, then we can forget about the whole bias thing, and you got your everyday shortstop.
The guy, okay, I can't, this is like an opening day show.
You know what?
Who's the guy you're excited about? Honestly, you know, no, you want mine? Colt Keith at first base. That's mine. Because he can't go back to third and blow out his arm again. And if he can be your first baseman and he can be just more of what he was in the month of May than not, you're good. I don't have to worry about Torkelson. It's the same principle.
Yeah, I know. So we talked about, what do you do now? Lions are done. As Mike put it, your ex has moved on. She's knocked up by somebody else. Where's your attention go? Is it Pistons? Can you learn to love the Wings or the Tigers? Where do you go? I still say you're just looking in that same pool. You're waiting to see what happens at the combine. I think more Detroiters care more about the combine, David, than what's the other teams going to do. Now, once the playoffs start, you'll see some interest the way you saw the interest with the Tigers last year. But I think deep down, if you hooked up people to a lie detector and said, Pistons, Wings, Tigers, NFL Combine, Combine would win. But we talked about that all day. If you missed any of it, Odyssey Rewind. And then David also, as you just heard, gave us party etiquette for the Super Bowl. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Kenny's upset with me about all of that etiquette there. I've been a hockey player my whole life and love the Wings, but I can't wait for the Tiger season. That is Gary in Birmingham. Someone else says, I'm bricked up. Bricked all up for all of it. Detroit sports are back. Okay. Someone else says, love them all, but the Pistons are tough just because the NBA product is so bad.
Yeah, I still say the NBA, if they never introduced load management, this would have worked. Because the NBA was the NFL. Offseason, the drama, it's how we got to love the whole Kenny and Shaq, and they're like, because every day you had to watch this show because they gave you updates on what happened in the NBA. And then all of a sudden the players got to their new teams and said, I don't feel like playing tonight. I'm going to call it Paul George. No, load management.
In on all, but both the Pistons and the Wings watch them every night and place the occasional bet on them.
All right. We got Jeff Rieger joining us. He's going to take you all the way up until what, 6:05?
How dare you? We got 6:35.
Hey, buddy.
We got a big one. Pistons and Cavs today at Little Caesars Arena.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big one. Look, how you guys doing?
Good, and we talked about it. I just, unfortunately, until or unless the Pistons and Wings rise to a championship level, I think they're lost in the shuffle. The Lions have taken all the oxygen in the room.
I don't disagree.
You say Myles Garrett, full lines.
No, you are right.
Wait. I'm glad you're here. Guess what Rieger told me?
What
maybe it is us.
Yeah. Oh, Kenny yeah, right. About Myles.
Kenny was right. Midday, don't want Myles here. For us, man, you crazy. Rieger had a bunch of calls saying, I don't want Myles Garrett here.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of him and hawing. They don't want to give up a potential player. They don't want to give up the picks.
Okay.
It was kind of wild, but.
No, it's not wild because, once again, think about how dumb the average American is and then realize half the people are dumber than that. There's plenty of dumb people.
But if you mark it by just
calling. If you allow them the ability to call you and be dumb, they'll call you.
Oh, yeah. I like all callers. I don't discriminate.
Well, that's the difference. You don't have a bar to clear. I'm open about it. If you're going to call up and be dumb, call up National Tater Tot Day. Leave me alone.
It was fun to argue yesterday.
No, it's not. You're arguing something absurd.
Listen, I enjoyed it.
Okay, God bless.
We had full phone lines till 10 o'clock in Red Wing Hockey. I was happy. Life is good. It was a good radio show. Right. How dare you?
What are you doing tonight?
I have a question. And you and Rico kind of alluded to it. And maybe I'm a bozo for this. But, you know, we do have a tendency to maybe overvalue our own when it comes to our sports teams and when it comes to our sports players.
Okay.
I have an opinion about the Red Wings after watching yesterday that I don't think anybody shares. And I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to try to convince you that maybe I'm right or maybe I'm totally wrong. So
are you going to sell people to the St. Louis Blues from seven years ago?
No, I'm not going to. I don't think. No.
Okay.
Yes. So
you've been a problem.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I've listened all day. Yeah. You've been uppity the entire show.
Uppity.
Uppity.
I was very upset how you your feelings towards kids and Super Bowl parties.
I just know there's a hard line in the sand.
Oh, he was talking to you.
No, my favorite part of the show was like, you know what my parents did? They parented. That's all they did.
They didn't bring us to parties. We were persona non grata.
On a plane at 12. My grandma
Jeff
died.
Was offended that's because
true.
He's that parent.
We may as well have been lepers.
Man, I'm so
sorry. You had little kids. You didn't take your little kids to be someone else's burden.
I just can't believe your grandmother passed away on the plane.
She did? No, she didn't die in the plane. Okay. She died back home.
We're not making fun of that, okay?
No, I'm making a point to him.
I hear you.
But you were speaking to him.
I know.
You just didn't realize it.
Truth.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's also the same guy who brought his kid in here back in the day. She hadn't showered in three weeks.
She was 2 months old.
Yeah, well, she had stains on her face. She
that happens with a kid.
It was ridiculous.
Mike, you know what the funny thing is?
There's a bunch of noise in the damn studio, and we made a drop out of it.
Yeah, I remember. It's okay.
True or false.
Yes, I do remember. Now, she's matured since.
Well, I hope so.
A lot cleaner now.
And hopefully you have, too.
Smart. I doubt that.
Personal
I doubt that.
Hygiene.
I actually kind of think Mike wants to be a parent. It just will never happen. I do believe. Could you imagine?
Oh, I would fake my own death and be selling meatballs in Mexico. You are out of your mind.
I could just see it now. You know what, son? You have disappointed me. I had higher standards for
that's
you.
Right.
We went over this
and
potty training once.
Says you're going to be a failure in life. I'm out.
We went over potty training once. I explained it to you.
Oh, what a
nightmare. And you know what? Not dealing with this.
Daddy, turn on Bluey. No, son, the Giants are on.
Here's $50. Go live your life.
Okay, we're out of here.
Daddy, can we watch Dora the Explorer? No.
Go live your life.
Okay, we're out of here.
Daddy, can we watch Dora the Explorer? No.
Jesus.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.